Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 70.
John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 1. What a powerful, powerful verse that is. There is a famous radio host that's on the air right now. He either begins or ends his radio show with this phrase all the time. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled." But he doesn't quote anymore. It's this book right here, John 14, and it is verse 1 that says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." You know what's really funny is that some people get the concept of, we got a Heavenly Father. Oh, man, he's way up there. We have a God. Oh, where's God? Oh, God's everywhere. But they've not gotten it yet that he's in here. And if we can make him so high and so far from us that we have a lesser expectation of him intervening in our lives, oh, he's untouchable. He's unreachable. He's there, but he's so far up in the heavens. I can't possibly communicate with him. And here Jesus said, oh yeah, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be upset. Don't lose step of where we are. Just keep up here with me. He is saying that you believed in God, then believe also in me. The only begotten of the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And when you're going through things, and if you're, once again, part of the human race, you will go through stuff. I have no doubt that many of you are listening that are watching this right now, you're going through stuff right now. And you're saying, God, help me. What do I do now? What do I do next? How do I get through this thing? Do I lash out and hit somebody? Maybe that's what your flesh would like to do, but that's not what your spirit knows you should not do. You lean on the Lord and you say, Lord, I'm trying to listen to you. I want to be obedient. I want to let God do his thing. And so I'm going to lean on you. I'm going to lean on you. In Psalm, once again, 31, verse 7. Psalm 31, verse 7, the Bible says, you know what? I'm going to be glad. And I'm going to rejoice in your mercy. For you have considered my trouble. He knows it all. He knows it all. He knows everything going on in your life from the very first breath you ever took to the very last you'll ever take. He knows it all. I'll be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul, even in the adversaries and the other things in life that goes on around me. You know. Once again, God is not so distant that he doesn't care. He's not so distant that he's not paying attention. He knows. But more than that, you know, there's some people that know a whole lot of things, but they have no remedies. And I hate to say it, but I gotta. Sounds like a politician. The politicians know every single thing that's wrong. There are people that know every single thing that's not going right. But when you ask them, well, what are the fixes? Well, how are you supposed to get out of this thing? And what is your recommendation of doing things better? And they, I don't know. I just know we got problems. We know we have problems. What is your solution? And a lot of people just don't have solutions. So they can pick up problems, just no solutions. Well, we do have a solution. His name is God. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3 that he said, God is not willing that any should perish, but all come to everlasting life. For God so loved the whole world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so he has a solution. It's Jesus. It is Jesus, the Jesus, the one that paid the price for you, the one that went to the cross for you, the one that rose again the third day for you, and the one that's by your side right now. And you might be saying, really? Yeah, because the Bible says he's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Okay, so he really is with me, and he really does know, and he really is concerned. But more than that, and he really can do something about the situation that I'm in. You know, some people can sympathize and empathize and say, oh, that's so sorry what you're going through. But after that, their hands are tied because we are just mere mortals and we have just our words. But other than that, we need to go to the Lord and receive that divine help, that divine anointing that sets captives free. And so thank you. Thank you for listening or viewing this podcast of Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.